He used to work on diesel engines, overhaul them down at Missouri Pacific Railroad. Roundhouse down out of town.
Do you like working with cars and things?
Yes, I do.
Where did you learn how to do that?
With my dad. We work on change spark plugs, tune up the car, change oil, stuff like that.
I guess you've got a driver to learn license now.
Well, see, I just turned 15, so I'm going to take it next year in school. Driver's ed, stuff like that. Behind the wheel.
You think your parents will buy you a car when you turn 16?
I doubt it.
You're going to have to just work and
right.
Make the money that you
don't. Work and earn the money.
Did you want to get a job with something, or did you just think it was pretty impossible to find one?
It's pretty impossible to find one. Yet to be at least, see, I was at least 15, mm-hmm. maybe six, most times 16. Before you can get one, and then they're really hard to find. This is insurance. Most companies won't hire you unless you have to be 16 for insurance or something like that.
Did you ever hear any old-fashioned names for a kitchen?
No, I don't think so. I think they used to have kitchens out separated from the house because they were scared of fire and stuff like that. But I don't ever remember. Maybe, no, that wouldn't be it.
Tell me about when you've been to the country now. You've been up around
Fort Worth.
Yeah.
North of Fort Worth. But,
how often have you visited up there? Did you ever stay the whole summer up there?
No, I never have. Never have been around the country much. That's just a little town up there. But I've never been around the country much.
In a kitchen, a little room off the kitchen, you can store canned goods and extra dishes.
Pantry.
Did you ever hear of a safe?
As far as kitchen, you mean?
Uh-huh.
No.
Just like for keeping money.
Oh, for keeping money? Yes, I've heard of safe. I thought you meant for keeping food
and
stuff
like
that.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Did you ever hear of
it
in
a
relationship?
No.
I just heard the word used in
a relationship. Right, keeping things like that.
You had a lot of old worthless things like old broken down furniture that weren't any good anymore. What might you call that?
I don't know. Junk, I guess.
Okay. What would you call a room that used to store odds and ends in?
Storeroom, closet.
Did you ever call that a junk room or a plunder room?
I called it a junk room before.
Is that the same as a storage room?
Well, sort of. You put stuff that you're not using now. Stuff you just, some of the stuff you're saving for stuff you probably never needed.
A woman would say if her house is in a big mess, she'd say she had to
clean it up.
Okay. And what she'd sweep with would be a
broom, vacuum cleaner. So.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was going hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was
hidden.
Where?
Behind the door.
And on a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you have
stairs.
And to get from the porch down to the ground.
You have steps.
And a porch that comes off the second floor of the house, you call that a...
balcony.
What would you call a porch that goes all the way around?